Kibruchim aboim b'shem Hashem. B'mirtz Hashem, we will be discussing an inyan which is negia in our matzav, and it's an inyan which is kavod haTorah, which is definitely appropriate for before Shavuos. I understand that some people may have heard the earlier version that I said on this topic. Ein beis medrash b'lo chiddush. There have been changes in my maskana because of different ha'aris that Talmidei Chachamim gave me. And if you have heard the earlier version, then now you'll be hearing Lashon Acharon, Tfos Lashon Acharon. If this is your first time you're hearing the inyan, then obviously Tfos Lashon Zeh. The inyan that we'll talk about is making up parshas in laning. As we all know, this is something that's been going on. Some shuls have already laned. Some shuls are Mir Tashem going to be laning. How many parshas do we make up, or do we make up parshas at all? So let's go to the source of this shaila, which is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Lamed Hei, Sif Beis. It's really the Ramah who brings it up. And the Lashon of the Ramah here is, Im Bitlu Shabbos Achas. If they were mevatel one Shabbos, kriyas parsha b'tzibur, that they didn't lay in the parsha in the tzibur, le Shabbos abal, then the coming Shabbos, kari noisa parsha, ima parsha hashayocha loisa Shabbos, or zorua. The or zorua says, then the next week, we would lay in the last week's parsha and the next week's parsha. This is from the or zorua. The story in the or zorua is in Simen Memhei, in his Hilchas Shabbos, where he says that there was a story in Parshas Emor where a person made a kibul. Now, we don't have this idea of kibul anymore, but it is mentioned in a few places in Shulchan Aruch. And the idea of that kibul was that if a person felt that he wasn't justly treated by the courts, the Jewish courts, he would go in shul before laning and make a complaint. Sometimes it was because he felt that they were taxing him too much. There used to be Jewish taxes. Sometimes it was because he felt that the Beis Din wasn't forcing the opposing Baal Din to come to a Din Torah with him. And he would hold up the Tzibur and not let them take out the Sefer Torah to lane. Now, usually they would resolve it by calming him down and they would end up laning. This time on Parshas Emor, the person made a pretty strong kibul. And he wouldn't let them lane, and the entire parsha went unlaned. So the next week, the Orzura brings that Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Eliezer paskind that we should lane Emor and Bahar. And this is the makor for what we have in the Ramah, that we lane the last week's parsha and this week's parsha. Now, the question is, that's a mefurish adin in the Ramah, and nobody seems to argue on that. But what do you do if it's a lot of parshas? So on that, we have Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Vav, v'im bitlu kama shabbosos. Yesh oimrim, de'ein likris b'shabbos habo, ki masidro ha'achreina smucha lezu. Then when you finally get back to laning, just laying the very last sedra, together with this sedra, v'yesh oimrim, and others say that tzarich lahashlim b'tzibur kol ha-sedrus shebitlu. Make up all the sedrus, not just the last Shabbos, but all of them. Who are these yesh oimrims? The first one is according to the Ram Mintz. This is the Shaar Tzion that I'm reading. The second one is the Eli Rabba. And the Grofir and the Mishnah Brura Firzais, Omibera Grom Ashma Desvilika Deya Rishayna. From the Be'er Agra, it seems like the first day that you just make up one parsha. So just reading the Mishnah Brura without knowing any more, it would seem that you have two choices. Either you should make them all up, make one up, and it sounds a little bit like the Mishnah Brura is tipping towards just making up last week and that's enough, it's being that the Be'er Agra holds that way. Now we'll go into the sources a little bit more deeply and we'll see the whole situation. First, we have to know that the reason of the Eli Rabba, he's the one that said that you should make up all the Shabbosos, is that he claims That being that the source is the Or Zeruah, we should actually look up the Or Zeruah inside. And in the Or Zeruah, he explains his reasoning, meaning he's trying to explain who says we should make up anything. I mean, L'chayra, Misvara Chitzayna, you can't just be misakin such an idea of Tashlumin if you don't have a Gemara or something. Like, okay, we have by davening, for example, if somebody misses davening, so under the right halachas, we have Tashlumin. Now, let's say there wouldn't be a sugya in the beginning of the Perek Tfilas HaShachar about Tashlumin. Could somebody just get up and say, I feel that we can make Tashlumin? You can't do that. If there's a sugya of Tashlumin, there's a sugya of Tashlumin. If there's no sugya of Tashlumin, then who says there's a sugya? So you really need to know, how do we know the whole concept of making up parshas in the first place? So this is what the Zeruah writes. Lefi shamimois Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom tiknu lahashlim kol shana. The takana from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu was, finish the whole Torah every year. Lehashmiya mitzvos v'chukim, to let everybody hear the mitzvos and the chukim. Ve'ein l'cholomar kivan sha'avar zman kriyasa hol chala usa parsha. Don't say that since you missed, let's say, Emor, so Emor has left. Ki ein keva b'parshiyos, likros parsha zu b'shabbos zu. There is no takana that on this Shabbos we do Emor, on that Shabbos it's Behar. Ela ki kenis dru ha'parshiyos, it's just that that's how the Gaboim, or whoever, you know, arranged it to get done by next year. Raila davar, and I'll prove that. If let's say you have Yom Tif, so, you know, let's say this coming Shabbos, it's going to be Yom Tif, so we just don't do a Parsha, and we don't say, oh, well, we lost Parshas Noso. Next Shabbos, we'll just go to Baal Oischa. We don't do that. We go to Noso afterwards. Well, there's no, so he's saying that that shows there's no, like, such thing as this Shabbos has to be Noso. This Shabbos has to be Baal Oischa. The idea just is, start at Bereshis, and make sure you're done by Simchas Torah. And the rest is not the real takana. In other words, really, like in the Gemara, for sure we don't have any mention of, you know, where Parsha begins or end, what we call Parsha, I mean like Sedra. There's nothing in the Gemara about that. We do maybe find in later Sfarim, but that's not necessarily the real takana midrabanan. And that's really what the Or Zeruah is trying to say. The takana just is begin at Bereshis and over the year get to Simchas Torah, get to the end. Even that somebody could challenge, as everyone knows, the famous Gemara in Masechta Megillah, which says that in Eretz Yisrael the minhag was to finish the Torah over 3 years. So even saying that there's a takana of finishing it in a year, somebody could question. If that's really the Ikar takana, even that might just be a minhag. But okay, you see the Or Zeruah did mention that. That the takana is, he says, Mimos Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom Tiknu Lahashlim Kol Shana. Okay, that is a question out of our sugya that Lechayer. How would you be able to say like that Or Zeruah that from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu they said you have to finish every year when the Gemara says in Eretz Yisrael they didn't do that. Okay, be that as it may, the Or Zeruah says there is no such idea of keva beparshius. So the Eliyahu Rabbah says, being that the whole Ramah comes from this Or Zeruah, then there's no keva of parshias. And based on that, if you're up to Vayakal Pekudei, then why not do from Vayakal Pekudei through Nasai? There's no keva for parshias. The point is, you have to, the Chiyuv D'Rabbanan is to begin at the end, beginning of the year, end at the end of the year. And that's what I'm doing. I'm not doing Tashlumin, the Iker Nekuda, that we have to take out of the Or Zeruah is that the Or Zeruah is defending the psak of this Rabbi Eliezer that he quoted, Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Shimon, by saying that he didn't create Tashlumin, because he taka cannot create a new sugya yesh me'ayin. Rather, he's not creating anything. He's just doing the ikur din me ikur the dina is to begin at the beginning of the year, end at the end of the year, and lane whenever you lane. And there's no keva and parshias, so it's not b'teiras tashlumin. That is the Or Zeruah. And based on the words of the Or Zeruah, the Eliyahu Rabbah says, I don't see any problem, not just I don't see any problem, but I think that it's clearly the halacha, that whatever you missed, you have to make up It's not a Torah Tashlumin. You just have to lane because you're doing the Ikar Mitzvah. Now, the question is, where did the Ram Mintz, which was the other opinion, this Maram Mintz is quoted in the Magen Avraham, the Maram Mintz is in Simin Pei Hei of his Sefer, and the Magen Avraham of Inart in Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah brings him. Now the Maram Mintz says, we cannot do more than one makeup. We can only do two parshas and not more than that. So where is he coming from? So this bothered me very much, meaning L'chor the Eliyahu Rabbah is saying a good taina, being that the source of this din is the Or HaZeruah, and if you look in the Or HaZeruah, it doesn't seem to say anything of the sort. So I at first thought, and this is how I said in the Lishna Kama, that the Maram Mintz was relying on the second paragraph of the Or HaZeruah. I said the first paragraph. However, the Or HaZeruah continues, and he says, and even if you will argue with me and say that there was a kaviyus of Parshius, nonetheless, I hold that you should make up Emor. Why is that? He says, I want to compare it to a Gemara in Sukkah. There's a Gemara in Sukkah that every day in the Beis HaMikdash, they had a special shir that they would sing, the Levim would sing, by the Karbin Musaf of each day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos. And it's called Hum Bihi. And the Gemara says that this order was always followed, except when it was Shabbos. When it was Shabbos, they would turn to the special Shir Shel Shabbos. And now the Gemara says, and what do you do? Let's say Shabbos comes and interrupts in the middle of the Hum Bihi. Let's say you're up to Mem, right? Hey, Vav, Mem, Beis, Hey, Yud. That's the first letter of the Shir. Let's say Shabbos interrupts before the Mem. So you do Shabbos. Now, what do you do on Sunday? Do you say, well, I'm sorry, Mem lost out because Mem fell out on Shabbos. So we'll just overlook Mem. And then on Sunday, we'll go to Beis. No, the Gemara says, pick up where you left off. Do the Mem on Sunday. So he says, we see from this Gemara, the Or HaZeruah is talking, we see from this Gemara that we don't say that if you had an interruption, you skip. Rather, if you had an interruption, you pick up where you left off. Memela, Huadin over here, we should do the same. When we lost Emor, don't say skip. Rather, pick up where you left off and do Emor the next Shabbos. So that's what the Or HaZeruah writes. Then he says, oh, but you'll ask a kasha on me. If that's true, then we should just do Emor. Just like when you pick up by the Shir Shel Yom, you just do the Mem. You don't do the Mem and the Beis on Sunday. And for Or HaZeruah, Ein Anidin Deim L'Raya. When it comes to Shir Shel Yom, there's a klal that in a Shir, you're not allowed to skip in the middle of a Shir, Mimakam L'Makam. Memela, you cannot do more than one Shir. So I'm limited. Okay, pick up where you left off, and then you're going to have to stop at the end of the Mem because Beis is already a different capital somewhere else, and you're not allowed to do one in one day with a skipping in the middle. However, the Or HaZeruah, when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, there's no limit on one parsha. The Harai, there's a lot of Mechubarims where there's two parshas. Memela, over here, pick up where you left off, and there's no limitation. You can do two parshas Gezuntahet. Memela, I hold that even if you say there is a kviyas of sedris for every week, nonetheless, I still paskin do emor, like by Shir Shel Yom, and you can do Bahar also. So I thought that Maram Mintz is relying on the second opinion, the second tzad in the Or HaZeruah, and he's going fully with that second tzad of the Or HaZeruah, and that fits right in. That's why you could do two parshas. But you see, the Or HaZeruah himself is saying there is a kviyas, and it's not hefker to do as much as you want or as little as you want. Memela, we have to say, like the Or HaZeruah uses the mechuborim as our guideline. We see that sometimes we have two parshas. We never have three. So that's mamash what the Maram Mintz also said. We only have two parshas. Memela, I hold the limit is two parshas, which is l'chayr mamash the Or HaZeruah. And according to that, it turns out that again, the first thing to do, according to the Or HaZeruah, would be pick up where you left off. So Emor would be the, like, for sure parsha. And Behar would also be good because there's no reason, like he says, you can do two because it's just like Mechubar. That was what I was Matzia for Pshat in the Mara Mitz. However, my friend, Harav Menachem Mendel Stern from the Kollel, was Mo'er Lenochain that it is not true. You cannot say that the Mara Mitz and the Or Zeruah are one and the same, meaning the Mara Mitz and the second Pshat of the Zeruah are one and the same. And he proved it very well. He said, what is the halacha, though, if you have Behar Bechukoisai? You see, in the story in the Kibul, the original story in the Or Zeruah, it was just plain Parshas Behar. But what if it would have been Behar Bechukoisai? What then do you think the Or Zeruah in his second Pshat would do? The answer is, I think what he would do is say, you do Emor, because you pick up where you left off, and then you'll have to just do Behar. Or if you tell me you're not allowed to split Behar B'chukaisai for whatever reason, then you'll just do Emor. But Emor is the Koidim. Emor is the very first thing you've got to do, because that's where you're up to. However, if you look in the Mara Mintz, it says Mefurish Lehefech. The Mara Mintz says that if, let's say, it's a week of Behar B'chukaisai, you'll have to do Behar B'chukaisai and you'll have to forget about Emor. And the Dogel Miravava explains the Mara Mintz, that's the Noida Behuda in his parish on the side of Shulchan Aruch, what's Pshat in him. Zok, the Dogel Miravava, it's just the idea of Chayvas Hashah Koidem L'Tashlumi. You always have to worry about Chayvas Hashah before you do Tashlumi. So Behar B'chukaisai is today's Parsha. That gets Kedima. Before you worry about any Tashlumins, first you got to worry about Chayvas Hashah. If you have extra time, extra room, then you can add in Tashlumin. Here, where we are limited to two Parshias, you have to do the Behar B'chukaisai. So really, like my friend said, you see that there are three opinions over here. The first sheet of the Or Zeruah is that there are no Kevel Parshis at all, and therefore you do all the Parshis. The second sheet of the Or Zeruah is pick up where you left. Wherever you're up to, that's what you're up to. Memela, you start from Emor and go as far as you can go. The Mara Mintz is a third sheet that you should do the Chayvas Hashah. If you have more room, do Tashlumi. Now here, I would just like to explain something for a minute. The first thing is, what my friend said, if the Makor of the Halacha is from the Or Zeruah, so what does it mean that the Mara Mintz is going like neither Or Zeruah, but the Rama is from the Or Zeruah? So, Dvar Emes Diber, my friend said the Emes, if you look in the Mara Mintz, he says that I read that the Psak of the Or Zeruah out of the Sefer Ha'Aguda. The Aguda is one of the Rishonim, and he wrote his Sefer on Masechta Megillah and many other Masechtas. And in Perek Gimel Ois Lamed, the Aguda quoted the Or Zeruah. The problem is that the Aguda didn't say any reasons for the Or Zeruah. So it's obvious the Mara Mintz didn't have an Or Zeruah, because he says, I got it from the Aguda. And it didn't say any reasons in the Aguda, so therefore the Mara Mintz decided on his own that the reason for the Psak of the Or Zeruah is Chayvas Hashah plus Tashlumin. But if you look in the Or Zeruah himself that we have, you'll see that isn't the reason. Now here, I want to say a Hashkofa Inyan for a minute. Some people would say, okay, so if that's the way it is, then let's go with the source. And now that we have an Or Zeruah, then we're just going to go with the Or Zeruah, and we're not going to go with Mara Mintz. However, it doesn't seem like this is the derech how Klal Yisrael works. And we go with a famous thing from the Chazon Ish, who says that if it was niskabel in Klal Yisrael, a certain mahalach, and it was done by the Gedolei HaDoiris, like here you have Mara Mintz, and he is the main one that's actually quoted in the Magen Avraham, then his dea becomes a dea. Even if he said it because he didn't have an Or Zeruah, Well, Amai said, this is Das Amara Mintz, and it became this Kabbal and Klai Yisrael, and it's in Shulchan Aruch already. And the Mishnah Berurah is going with it. And you see that the Mishnah Berurah is even noted to that side. So Memele definitely has a Mokim in Halacha. And we don't say if the Amara Mintz would have had an Arzurua, maybe he wouldn't have said it. And therefore, it doesn't count as a Deyah. We don't do that. It was Mina Shamayim that the Amara Mintz said his Pshat in the Halacha. And that becomes also a Din. So, what now is the understanding in the machlekes between the Or Zeruah's second daya and the Maariv Mintz? What exactly the my plea? So it seems to me is like this. What would you say about the source of the Or Zeruah, this humbehiv? We see that if it's Shabbos, then we pick up on Sunday where we left off. Would you say that on Sunday you're doing tashlumin for Shabbos? I wouldn't call it that. I would call it that this is how Chazal made the takana. When they made the Shir Shal Yoyim in the first place for Sukkos, they knew very well that every single Sukkos you have a Shabbos in it. And the way they made the takana in the first place was that Shabbos keeps Shabbos Shir, and the rest surround Shabbos, and you pick up where you left. I wouldn't say that Sunday is a makeup for Shabbos' shir. Rather, that is the takana meikara. Tashlumin is more of a thing that we find, like if you forgot mincha, this is not how it's supposed to happen. But if you forgot, we give you tashlumin. Or let's say any other tashlumin, you forgot havdalah, motzei Shabbos, so that's not what should happen. But if it did happen, we give you tashlumin. Here, it's not a tashlumin. This is how takana was made. So what the Arzurua is doing, he's comparing Kriyas HaTorah to Shir Shal Yoyim. He's saying that the takana was made by Kriyas HaTorah as well, that you pick up where you left. And it's not tashlumin. What do I mean by that? I, L'chayra, here, the Tzibur was really supposed to lay Nemor, and it was only because something happened. The answer is that the Arzurua says that's true, but Kriyas HaTorah always has things that naturally happen, like he already mentioned. Yom Tov comes and makes Hefsekim anyway. So when Chazal made the din of Kriyas HaTorah in the first place, they already realized that there are going to be cases where you pick up where you left off, Meikar Adin. And Memela, the Chazal already made a kvius that the rule will be that we pick up where we left off, and the Arzurua is being Mechadish, that would even apply in a case where it was one Tzibur that had a reason that they didn't lane. The next week is not a Torah's Tashlumin. It's a Torah's Takona of picking up where you left off. So even though it's true that the second day of the Zeruah says there's a Kvias of Parshas, that there's a limit how many Parshas you could lane, but the way that Takona was made is we have a Kvias of a maximum of two Parshas. However, the Maariv Mintz, he's the one that's being Mechadish, that it's mamish like choivas hashah with tashlumin. He's the first one who's introducing the entire concept of tashlumin to the Indian over here. He's saying that just like we have like by davening, there's always the ikur shmoin esrei, and we actually know that that's first. We always, if somebody forgets a shmoin esrei, he does, let's say he forgot shachris, then he does the ikur chayva first, he does mincha, and after mincha, he does a tashlumin as well. And that's the way it works by Kriyas HaTorah. So, the Sikum HaDvorim over here is that there are 3 days in what you're supposed to do. According to the first day of the Arzaruah, there's no kvi of Parshis at all, and you do all of them. That's the Eliyarabah Paskins that way Lamaisa. The second day is from the second day of the Arzaruah. Pick up where you left off. That's the Iker HaTakana. That seems to me how he's understanding it. And do as much as you can. Then you have the third day of the Maariv Mintz. The Iker is to make sure you do the Parsha of the week. And then if you can do Tashlumin, do Tashlumin. Now that we have these 3 days, so everyone can see that there's room to be Mahadir or to do the lesser Shita. Now, I want to bring up a new point, which I actually saw in one of the Kuntresim that have been coming out about these Inyanim. And he quotes something from the Shaarei Ephraim. I will have to say that that was a Tov Seferim. It's not in the Shaarei Ephraim. It's in the Perish on the Shaarei Ephraim called Shaarei Rachamim. That's an important difference. Shari Ephraim is the authoritative sefer on all Hilchis Kriyas HaTorah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes him all over. He's Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Megalius, one of the Gedolei B'Doirei. The Shari Rachmim is a very choshev sefer, but it's a choshev sefer and not the Shari Ephraim. In the Shari Rachmim, he says, it's in on the bottom of the Shari Ephraim in Shari Zion Siftes, that even though he quotes many different achronim and paiskim about the shaila of making up the laning, but he says, I feel that the entire sugya is taka in the case of the Arzarua, where there was a minion, and at Kriyas HaTorah time, somebody got up there and was mevatel the laning. So over there, there was a chiv to lane, because when you have 10 people together, it makes a chiv kriyas HaTorah. And now, you're talking about a shul that had a chiv kriyas HaTorah and missed it. So over there, I hear the whole sugi of tashlumi. However, he says, what if you have a kfar katan that can't always make it to 10 people? So they never had 10 people davening that week in the shul. And now the next week, they finally made a minyan. Should they make up? He says, I don't hear any tashlumi in the first place, because I think that you can't say tashlumin unless there was a chiv in the first place. But if there was no tzibur in the first place, he says, avada, it's true that they were supposed to be mishtadal last week to make the minyan, but that's a separate issue. They were supposed to mishtadal, they weren't able to do so. Lamai said there was no minyan. If there's no minyan, there's no chiv kriyas HaTorah. If there's no chiv kriyas HaTorah, you can't have a tashlum. So that svara is a very nice svara. However, what we have to remember is that that svara plugs in to the Shitas Maramintz. It doesn't plug into all 3 days. According to the Arzarua, you aren't even doing Tashlumin. Whether you go with the first sheet of the Arzarua, or even if you go with the second sheet of the Arzarua, we're not dealing with Tashlumin in the first place. So Memela, according to the 2 days of the Arzarua, still there would be an Indian to make up what you did, because it's not Tashlumin. What he's doing is going in the Maramintz. In the Maramintz, who holds that it's B'Toyras Tashlumin, Oy Bazoy, you could say a Svara, that you could only say Tashlumin if there was a Chiv. Which, okay, that's a good point. Memela, what that means is that in our situations, where basically I think most people didn't have a minion at all during all these weeks, so you really end up with a new Shita. That's really what it boils down to, is that if you go with the Eliya Rabba, who goes with the Arzarua, nothing changed through all the parashas. If you go with the second day of the Arzarua, which is actually not brought in the Paiskim, so I don't know how much weight in Psak that carries. It's not quoted in the Paiskim. The din would still be pick up where you left off. If you go with the Maramintz, then even though it says in the Mishnah Berurah, do both, but if you add in the Shari Rachmim to it, you wouldn't make up anything, because there's no Tashlumin at all in a case where there was no Chiv in the first place. Now, what that means, Lahalacha, is like this, that even though the Mishnah Berurah says that the best way to divide up the laning would be by making the Revi the one that combines the new to the old. That's the Mishnah Berurah. Over here, that would not be advisable at all, because then what you're doing is you're having 3 people lane from the previous parshas and not from today's parsha. And being that, as we just said, it could be that the din is even like the Shari Rachmim, meaning that we have a day of the Maramintz. And it could taka be true that according to Maramintz, there's no makeup whatsoever over here. And Memela, the whole Kriya is only really supposed to be today's Parsha. Memela, you don't want to take a chance giving 3 people aliyahs in the wrong Parsha. So therefore, what you should definitely do if you want to be Mahadar to Yoytze the Orzuruo, which Lefi Anis Daiti HaPu'uta is a Hider Nochoin. Why do I say that? Because with all this niskabel das maramins in Shulchan Aruch, and he has a deya. But we shouldn't say that the real Arzarua, who's the one who made the din, is nothing. I think that's going very far to say that what the Arzarua said is not a deya. That is definitely a deya. He is the one who made the whole halacha. So therefore, I think it's definitely a hider nochain to do the Arzarua. But don't be soimich on that, being that you have the maramins, who says that it is a din of tashlumin, and then it could be there's no tashlumin at all. So you should definitely have one person laning all the parshias through the beginning of the Heintige Parsha, and give him a little of the Heintige Parsha, and then there's no cheshash of any brachal of atala of the first oila, of course, because he definitely laned the right psukim as well. And your yoytze, the arzarua. That's what would seem l'finis daiti the davar hanoch. However, I must say that you have to read the last paragraph of the Arzarua. After he's done with his whole tshuva, he says, what about if people say that it's a tircha ditzibura and they don't want to hear so much lane? Zok the Arzarua, don't worry about that, because many times you have kehilas that hear two parshas, and that's not called the tircha ditzibura. So you see a new nekuda in the Arzarua over here, that there's a tircha de tzibura question. And memela, if you are doing a lot of parshias, maybe that alone is a reason that they shouldn't do so many parshias. And the answer he gives is because two parshias can't be a tircha de tzibura. So if so, more than two parshias is maybe, yeah, a tine of tircha de tzibura. Seems like the Arzarua is definitely entertaining that as a valid tine. Ezoi bezoi, you might be able to say that even though the Iker Deya of the Arzarua is to start where you left off, and really out of the two things, it sounds clear in the words of the Arzarua that his Iker Shita is the first way he goes, that you do all of it. But how about Tircha de Tzibura? So this, I'm not a Rav, I can't paskin, I just want to be Matzia Svora Baalma in this Indian, which is that's Hani Mili if you have a place where it gives you only one choice. That only we're having one minion and we're only doing all the parashias. So there you have to decide the shikul of the tircha de tzibura perhaps is a shikul. However, if you give two options and there's two kriyas atayras and one is the short one and one is the long one, then I don't think you can say a tain of tircha de tzibura here, because everybody, as long as they know that there's two, can go to either place, and memela the people that want to do the more are not, you can't say on them tircha de tzibura because they chose it and they want to go there. That would be the svara that I would say. And I saw a similar psak in a different case also, that any time that we say that the reason for the din is tircha de tzibura, then we say hani mili if the tzibur is forced into it. However, if the tzibur says we want to do that, then you can't say tircha de tzibur. Okay, this is the psak part of the shir. So before we go any further, let's just wrap it up again. And we're going to say the Sikum HaDavar, that there were three shitas at the end of the day. You have the Arzarua number one. There's no Kevela Parashias at all. Memela, what you're laning is just plain old laning. There's no difference how many Parashias. You have Arzarua number two. Maybe there is a Kevela Parashias, but the way the Takana was made is that you always pick up where you left off, and then you go as far as you can. And it looks like he's Taka Noita that you can only go as far as two Parashias. The third day is the Maramintz, who says that the Iker is the Chayvas HaShah, and then you could do Tashlumin, but Tashlumin can only be one more Parsha. Now, we'll go, and we already said, L'Chayrat's Kedai to get the Arzarua in, except if you have a Tircha de Tzibura Shikul, then maybe even the Arzarua would be Mekel, and say you shouldn't do it, but if you have two Minyanim, L'Chayrat you could get around the Tircha de Tzibura. Now we'll go into the Gra. The Mishnah Brewer says that if you look at the Gra, it sounds to him like the Gra goes with the Mara Mintz. What is the Gra? The Gra is very short. He writes, in Shulchan Aruch, on that Ramah about Bitlu, in Bitlu Chulu, if they were Mevatel the laning, then we do two parshas next week. Zok the Gra, 5 words. Kamosha Kosov. Well, I can't do that for 1 word because he has a Rashi Tevis. Okay. Kamosha Kosov, Bitfila, Ta'a, Veloy Hispal. That's the whole ground. Kamosha Kosov, Bitfila, or Kamosha Amru, Bitfila, Ta'a, Veloy Hispal. So, what is the Mishnah Berurah saying? That the Be'er Agro compares Ardin to somebody who forgot to daven. What is the Mishnah Berurah saying? Which of the 3 days does the Gra hold like? If the Gra is saying this is like Tav Lo Yispalel, is that saying that Ain Kevel Parshius or pick up where you left? Of course not. By Tav Lo Yispalel, there is a Keva. Of course, you only daven really Mincha now, and it's not pick up where you left. It's a Din Tashlumen. Everyone knows that the Din of Tav Lo Yispalel is definitely a Din Tashlumen. So Memela, Zok, the Mishnah Berurah, you see from the Gra that he went with the Mara Mintz, that's a din of Tashlumin. This is definitely the Pashta de Milsa. Definitely, the Pashta of the Gra is Mashma 100% like the Mishnah Berurah. However, what I want to bring up is that in the Tshuvas Maram Shik, famous Tshuva that everyone knows is on the Sugya, actually, in the Psak Lamaisa of the Maram Shik there, he also goes with the Shita of doing all the Parashias. He says that he heard from his Rebbe was the Chassam Sofer, that the Chassam Sofer's Rebbe, which was Rav Nosson Adler, actually had this situation happen to him, and Rav Nosson Adler did over all the Parashias. But in the Sugya, when he's going through the whole Sugya there, the Maram Shik writes that L'chayra, Pshat Namara Mintz is a Tashlumen Dikit idea, which is his Lechayra was my Maskana, that is Taka true. But he says that he regretted that. It can't be a Tashlumen Dikit Sugir, because by Tashlumen, we know there's a din that it's only when it's B'shoigig. But when it's B'mezid, if somebody skipped davening B'mezid, then we don't have Tashlumen. So over here, if you're going to learn the laning is an inyan of tashlumin, then it should only be true if they didn't lane b'shoigig. But if they didn't lane b'mezid, then there should be no chance for a tashlumin. And he says, reading the Ramah, you see nishtazoi, because the Lashon HaRamah was bitlu. In bitlu, Shabbos achas. They were mevatel one Shabbos. And if you read the Gemara in the first page of Tfilas HaShachar and Chavava Mid Aleph, the Gemara makes a dik that when you use the word bitlu, that's bemezid. So he applies the Gemara to the Lashon HaRamah. The Mele, if the Ramah wrote the word bitlu, it's obviously that it means it was bemezid. And you see, we're still doing it. So how could it be tashlumin? If it would be tashlumin, it wouldn't apply to mezid. He brings that as a raya, that it's not a din of tashlumin. So here, I want to say two ha'aras on that. First of all, I have a very poshut answer to his ha'ara, which is that it's true that it says the word bitlu over here. And it does mean bemezid. But you have to look at the story, and then you'll understand what the mezid was. The mazid was that person who was the koivel was a mazid. Because bitlu, who was mevatel? The shul wasn't mevatel the laning. They were stuck. The one who was mevatel the laning was the koivel. And he did it bemazid. Of course he did it bemazid. That was the whole point. He wanted everyone to listen to what he has to say. So bemazid, he was mevatel the laning. So that's true, but it has nothing to do with what the Maram Shik is trying to get out of that. Because the ones who want to make up the laning are the rest of the kahal, and they were b'shoigig. Memela lo'olam eimaloch, that it is a din of tashlum, and not only that, but lo'olam eimaloch, that it's true that according to the Maramins, it's only when it was b'shoigig or boynus. And I have tana d'msayali that is true. If you look in the Be'er Halacha, he says lehedya that according to the Vilna Gaon, the whole din is only true if it was b'shoigig or boynus. But if it was b'mezid and it's midin tashlumin, you can't do it at all, just like by tefillah. And the Be'er Halacha doesn't seem to even worry one drop about the fact that the Ramah said the word bitlu. So l'chayra, it's a tema on him. But doesn't it say bitlu in the words of the Ramah? So I'm coming to answer. By the way, I also mentioned in the Shari Ephraim, when he brings the din down, he says, and this is a Shari Ephraim himself, Rav Ephraim Zalman Gorlias, im bitlu be'oines. He says be'oines. I don't know if he means lafuke even shaygig, but that's probably because shaygig is a very uncommon, very unusual thing that b'shaygig they didn't lane. But he says be'oines, and it sounds like he's saying like the Mishnah Berurah, like the Be'er Halacha, but if it was b'mezid nish, aye, doesn't he see the word bitlu in front of his eyes? And it says in Brachas, bitlu is b'mezid. So I'm giving a yishuv for them. They saw that word, but they're going to learn that the word bitlu is that someone b'mezid was mevatel the Kriyas HaTorah, but you still make it up because all the people in the Kohal didn't do it b'mezid. They were just forced. I'll give a dugma ladover from Menachas Daf Nun Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, what happens if the Kohanim b'mezid didn't bring the Tamid Shel Shachar? So the Gemara says, well, if it's b'mezid, the Chachamim say, no, what should you do? Rabbi Shimon says, we make a knas. But what's the knas? The knas is that those Kohanim that didn't do it b'mezid, we're not going to allow them to do the Tamid Shel Beinu Arbaim. But we're not going to knas Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael get weiter. They're going to go and lane. I mean, they're going to go and bring the Tamid Shel Beinu Arbaim. It's a knas on the same thing here. If this man, b'mezid, went ahead and he was mevatel the Kriyas HaTorah, okay, I don't know. If he would be the Baal Keri, maybe he should tell him he can't lane. I don't know. But there's no raya if the call was mezid. If the call's mezid, zuck the Mishnah Berurah, we wouldn't do it over. The call could be b'shaygik. That's number one. And then I'll just add in on the Zayt, for those who learned Daf Yomi, interessant, Amar Mokim, on Daf Lamed Chesam Aleph, if everyone remembers, it says over there, Ovar Vishoho. So Taisus is very confused. He was Ovar, and he did Shehi on Shabbos, but it can't be Pshat, Ayin Shom. So Taisus, no, we're going to have to say the word Ovar means Ovar B'shoigig. Then Taisus says, yeah, but that's a little bit Sarichin, because we have Mfurish Gemor and Psachim, that when it says the word Ovar, it usually means Mezid. But Al Kapanim Taisus says it's true. Avar usually means mezid. Avar nisht alamo. Just because sometimes there's a klal, but there's a yetzimina klal. Memele, even if bitlu usually means mezid, it's not a right that every time it has to mean mezid. Okay, that's off the zeit. I just want to be messiahim that we're all here, each one together in heart, the kovod haTorah, and this is definitely hachana re'uya for Shavuos haba aleinu l'tova, and we should all be zoiche to be mischazik in our Torah and in our kovod haTorah, because obviously we have what to be misakin. The Ribbono Shel Olam is giving us his oiris to be misakin, and this is definitely the right way to be misakin, by being mechazik Torah and being more mechabed Torah, and Amir Tzashem, the Rebbeinu Shem should return us to our Bate Knesias and Bate Midrashos, and when we come back, we should have in mind that we're here to give Hashem more Nachas Ruach than ever before. Definitely, everybody's heart is much more Sameach in their Tfilis, in their Minyanim. When they're coming back, people are rejoicing, people are feeling such a aliyah. We should make sure that we keep that islavis, and that our tefillahs show it, our davenings start on time or even early with a greater heart. Our learning in the Beis Medrash of Mirtz Hashem, when we are zoichet to come back, should be pure learning with a full heart, a full hisaskus. We should make Hashem happy. Hashem should have a yetzer hara kivayochel to get us back in the Beis Medrash, because he wants that nachas ruach. We should be zoiche to give the Rebbeinu Shem the nachas ruach he's looking for, which he's asking for, and we should be zoiche bekorav mamish to return to the Batei Knesiyos and the Batei Midrashos kevor yishoina, and it should be this first step towards uvol etzion berina. I could yomtiv.